authority, do what is good. You have the praise from the same. For he is God's minister for your good. If you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on who practices evil. Therefore, you must subject not only because of wrath, but also for your conscience sake. That means that if you abuse spiritual authority, the wrath of God is open to you. The judgments of God are open to you. If you abuse spiritual authority, you are tampering with the Ark of Covenant, so to speak. As a child of God on your job, you are the Ark of God in your job. When people irreverently treat you, they are trying to mess with God. Wherever the anointed vessels of God are, they become a replica of the presence of God. And God demands nothing short of than respect and honor where he places his glory. So after David searching the scriptures, 1 Chronicles 15 and verse 2, and coming to realization, indeed, we messed up. The Levites are to bear the Ark of Covenant. All this time, we've been letting other things carry the Ark of Covenant. He brought the suggestion to the leaders to go for the Ark again. But this time, let the Levites, who had by this time gone into famine, gone into other jobs, left the business of the king for other things. They had abandoned their position because there was no service in the temple. Look at 1 Chronicles 15 and verse 12 and 13, and I'll close with that. It is quite a story. First Chronicles 15, 12 and 13. Then they entered into covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. 14. Then they took an oath before God with a loud voice, with shouting and trumpets and rams and horns. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul, and he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. I'm reading 2 Chronicles 15, but come back to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 15. This, it runs parallel. 1 Chronicles 15. This is a song of David. When the Ark of God is placed in a tabernacle. These are the days that the tabernacle of David has been raised again. The tabernacle of praise. The tabernacle of worship. That the glory of God would come into his house. Verse 12 says, remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and judgments of his mouth. Is that it? 15. Okay, 15 and verse 12, sorry. He said to them, you are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites, Sanctify yourselves, you and your children, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place I have prepared for it. Now, pay attention here. David is a king. He could have gone and brought the ark himself. But this is what he did. He prepared a place for the ark. He knew God had not called him as a Levite. His calling was a king. As a king, he used his influence to build a place for the ark. But he recognized some of his leaders who were Levites, who had been chosen according to the law of Moses to be set apart for the ark of God ministry. Why didn't the king go himself and fetch the ark? It was not his place. I said it was not his place. Was he less because he couldn't go for it? No, but that was not his place. All of us are not called to the same anointings. All of us do not have the same anointings. All of us do not have the same dimensions and temperatures of anointing. All of us do not have the same depths in God. There are the variations of the Spirit's working and dealing with each one of us. You must find your place and stay your place. Whether you're a king or not, you must understand that when it comes to sacred things, God demands that those he has chosen and appointed over sacred things must administer sacred things. I leave you tonight to go and think and ponder the rest of the message. Ichabod, the glory departed. Now would say the glory had returned. There's a beautiful picture in the book of Ezekiel of the return of the glory of God through the eastern gate. And Ezekiel gives us a picture in a form of a waters coming into the temple. And in that revelation, he tells us that there were dead fishes. But as the waters issued from under the temple and came into within the temple, the waters began to arise. He said, waters to my ankle, then to my knee, to my waist. And then he says, waters that I could not stand anymore but to swim in it. It was the glory of God. I said it was the glory of God. And the Bible says that wherever the river went, every polluted thing, every dead fish, every sick thing, any discarded thing got healed by the contact to the glory. The same ark of covenant that brought judgment on Gath and Ashdod brought blessing in the house of Obed-Edom and Abinadab. The same ark of God. Same ark of God. Hill of God, the same glory of God that preserved Israel from the Egyptians, reaching out to them, was the same glory that destroyed them in the Sea of Reeds. God will use the same thing to bless his children or destroy his enemies. And it's a wonderful and a beautiful picture to see that God can use one sword, and under that one sword, there'll be protection and preservation for the children of God, and on the other side, there will be judgment and destruction to the camp of the enemy. That's why the scripture says, touch not man anointed. The scripture says what? Because there is a temptation and the possibility to wanting to touch. And the word touch infers to mishandle. To mishandle the glory. To mishandle the presence. David had arisen to be king. But he Saul are still God's anointed. Stay in your lane. Stay focused. If God gave you a song to sing, keep on singing. Don't try to be a prophetess or prophet. If God gave you the ability to show mercy, do so. That is your sacred ministry. Whatever God has given to you to do, do it. You bring glory to God and His kingdom. Amen. There is a danger in not recognizing the presence of God. But I pray that as children of the light, we do recognize the presence of God's glory. For His glory is revealed in us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. John 1:14 and John 1:16 and 17. Let's stand to our feet and pray. For this God is my God forever.